be eaten with a cob. Corn cob. Because I like vegetables. Not really. They make me sick. Sick like if I had to eat a dick. Because no one eats.
No one eats dicks.
I wouldn't say no one.
No one eats dicks but fags and chicks. Hey, I'm everyone from the PCP podcast. I am sorry if I offended everyone with that freestyle rap session you heard beforehand. Look, I had some mental issues we went through, and that was part of my therapy. Anyway, I'm sitting here. Well,
freestyling?
It's an urban environment.
Huh.
So this is episode, I want to say 049.
Yes.
Yeah, the Yu-Gi-Oh episode, the one that we made jokes for a good 50 episodes. That maybe we would be doing, and maybe not. You never know. Hey, we're doing it because, look, schedule is really weird. I was not indisposed.
I think we should say schedule from now on.
No, we're not saying schedule.
I'm saying schedule.
And I'm saying shut up. there are going to be a lot of changes around here.
You mean, why do you sound like Hugh Wilder?
Well...
Well, who are you?
who are you? Well, let's talk. Tell me about Yu-Gi-Oh!
What you mean to tell me? Are you my mother?
No, Fuel. Anyway, I'm sitting here with Marcus Ellison.
Hello.
Jagal McConan.
Hey, hey.
Audie Chesley.
Greetings.
Josiah Bradley.
Mokuba!
And not Joey Polyeth, though I give him a shout out because I love him.
In America.
Wait, what?
I don't even know.
Yeah, so someone plug the show.
Yeah, face.
Oh, we're the A-Team again?
I know, that's what I was saying. We've got the Tumblr, which is probably going to die soon.
Honestly, I fucking hate social networking.
PCP Lovers.
No one cares about my life.
PCPLoversAnonymous.tumblr.com. Directly linked to the iTunes. Just look up Pop Culture Podcast with Chagall. Mecha-nicka-nickan. I did.
There are not that many N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-
I learned how to spell bananas from Hollaback Girl.
I don't know what a Hollaback Girl
is. What's an A-N-A?
I was wondering,
is that some type of Japanese I haven't learned yet?
I mean, she keeps talking about Harajuku girls, so maybe.
I don't know what a Hollaback Girl is. All I know is that sounds dirty.
Oh, she does Hollaback Girl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired of Halloween.
Is that the B-boy move?
Hollaback? You mean Hollowback?
Whatever.
And then Joey pops through all, who's that Hollowback?
say it wrong! Anyway.
Then we have the email, which is dead.
the only email we'll be getting are Podomatic updates from SoundCloud. That's about it.
Oh, okay. We love PCP. Do we love PCP? That's the question.
but it's not the email address.
No.
It should be now.
Yeah, man. whatever.
We'll probably get arrested, though. Do you love PCP?
Do you?
Really?
Do you? And you have to talk to it.
You love PCP?
I walked outside my building, and there was a guy there. He's like, you want smoke? You want weed?
Dr. Phil?
Like, no. I want a Snapple. You have Snapple? I mean, you should open up with a Snapple, and then you could sell me the 8-ball of heroin.
Because then, I'm already satisfied.
That was a microbilia joke. Had nothing to do with this episode, because they'll continue plugging the show.
Clogging
the show? I just had Novocaine in my mouth, and I am still numb.
Clogging has something to do with flogging. Then we have the Facebook, which is not dead, Pop Culture Podcast. Just like us on there.
We're actually having good responses there.
I know. Yeah. Amazingly.
Amazing.
Then we have, just look us up on spill.com. Look up Chagall or Pop Culture Podcast on there.
Or Marcus Fiasco.
Or that. Even though that's not directly linked to the
podcast. I mean, you're
just look me up.
Yeah, sure.
I'm talking about stuff.
Why not?
Jokes and stuff. And then we have...
Only 32 people like us.
It fluctuates.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's always between 31 and 32. It's like, somebody likes us and then decides, I don't like us anymore.
It's like those more random times on Facebook when someone sends me a friend request. I'm like, weren't you already my friend?
Yeah, it's weird.
When did you delete me? You shut bastard.
I think I was DJ. Like, I got a friend who got to DJ. I'm like, I thought we were friends.
In real life?
You know, I thought back to South Park. Stan, can you add your grandma on Facebook?
Fingers on the bridge of the nose.
Stan, I thought we were friends. Come on, Dad. I see you every day. Add me on Facebook.
And we have the WordPress,
which is our archive. We're up to 98-99% of all of our past episodes.
And what's the exact URL for that?
Popculturepodcast.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, if you ever want to hear any of our old stuff, it's all up there. So yeah.
So that was the plug, because you know
that's what we do.
We're out of practice.
We're a little rusty, you know.
Rusty of the joints.
Yeah. Oh, hey there, I'm Scott Chandler, and this is the Pop Culture Podcast talking about Yu-Gi-Oh!
Do I sound like I'm on old-time radio? Well,
that's because I am,
Play him off!
How do we get this in a Victrola?
Anyway, I guess there's no script for this episode, we're gonna hardball
it.
No script, like Jay-Z. We freestyle everything we do.
Then if you listen to the one in the beginning, you should find another podcast. Anyway, I guess we should open this forum up for the conversation and talk about how we jumped into Yu-Gi-Oh! Let's see. For me, anyway, I guess I'll start this one out. I was a big Pokemon card fanatic. That was the thing to do. And then I think my friend Osman had a birthday party. Osman of the Uberoid podcast.
His last name?
Personal information.
Marisai. Oh,
yes, it is.
So is he Japanese?
No, he's not.
Oh. Mariko.
Wow. Anyway, yeah, so I went to his birthday party and
he... Wait, he has a podcast?
Yeah, we were a podcast. There's only 3 episodes, so I'm really angry about it. But whatever.
Nah, we're better than you.
75. What's up?
Whatever. The first one was awesome, then like, whatever. Anyway, so yeah, so I was at his birthday party and like he got the first Yu-Gi-Oh! Starter deck.
Yeah.
You know what? Forget that. He got the first Yu-Gi-Oh! Starter deck for his birthday, and so we sat there, we divided the deck in half, and we played Yu-Gi-Oh! And that's how I got into it.
Which starter deck?
Did you play it right?
Correctly?
Or did you play it, like, just...
I was, like, 12. I don't
okay,
know.
So no.
Oh, wait, dude, okay, which starter deck was it? The Yu-Gi one or
the Yu-Gi one?
Okay, the Yu-Gi one, alright.
No one bought the Kyber one. Luckily, everyone else did buy the Kyber one. And blew my Kyber! Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna take from 3,000 to 500.
And the only reason I stopped playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Because we played it in high school a lot, and it got to a point where. Yeah, we played in high school.
Yeah, we played. So, what? Good thing to do.
Fuck you.
Yeah, we're in the library. We had duels.
Yes.
Yeah, but about females and having fun. Yeah, you kill cars.
Yeah. I still remember we played that Spanish guy, and we all got gypped. And I lost my, what was it?
I don't fucking know.
Something. It pulled out like a G-Bot, like the Japanese five-head dragon.
I had that card, but I couldn't use it because it was in Japanese. No, what ended up happening with that duel was that because it was 3-on-1, he apparently got the ability to attack every turn instead of once every actual turn cycle. So he would legitimately attack the people who didn't have any cards on the field.
And go to hit.
So I went first, then he went, I had my defenses, so he attacked Marcus and Joby. Then Marcus went next, and he had 0 life points, so it went to Joby. It was really bad.
It was bad.
Lord.
The only reason I stopped playing is because it got to a point when we were playing Yu-Gi-Oh! In the library that the library just said no. Not anymore.
We got kicked out.
We got kicked out. So we're like, well, we're going to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Can't play in the cafeteria. That's too weird.
Yeah.
So we all just kind
of... What you nerds doing?
So all kind of fell out of love with Yu-Gi-Oh!
You're walking over. Ha! France!
Would you care to join us?
So, you...
Oh, okay. Well, I got into it because Toys R Us sent me, like, this videotape trailer thing for it. I can't explain it. Like, they sent me this... They sent you this tape with my name on it, so it's like, I never got packages when I was like...
Hey, there she go.
Yeah, exactly.
I always got packages. Same initials as my father.
But, like, Toys R Us sent it directly to my name.
Yeah, why do I have porn here? Oh, God. Go to your room.
Yeah, no, I found those Playboys. Vintage Playboys. Where did Jackman vintage Playboys? Hey.
Before plastic surgery.
Before.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I had the National Geographic.
The pygmies.
So did it. I was about the brand and he caught himself in the last 5 seconds.
Ooh. Good move. They sent the promotional tape. That, Toys sent out the promotional tape that has all the little information about the Blue Buddy thing. And I watched. I was like, "Oh, this is kind of awesome." And it's like, "Oh, and like it's like I think what was it like? I was must have been 12." And they said, "Okay, premiering September 11th, 2001." I was like, "Awesome!" And it. I kid you not. Oh. The show was scheduled to premiere on September 11th, 2001. Oh.
You know, I think I do remember
yeah. this. And because of that, they delayed it.
Refrains from using Blue Eyes White Dragon joke.
Yeah, exactly. So, at that point, I was like, wow, this show must be epic. You and joke. I just, yeah, they pushed it to the next
one. Mind crush!
It's a
stop.
And I just was like, I don't know, it looked darker and edgier than most of the other anime. It looked darker and edgier than, say, Pokemon.
No, because that's hard.
Yeah. I know. Mine had breasts. She wore a brassiere. So, there's that. And I was,
it was a corset.
I'm sorry. What was that? Yeah.
Brassiere.
Whatever.
What are you,
wait a minute. 15. Like you were just doing that a few minutes ago.
I know.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
She was wearing rouge, in fact. This is the game? What is one? And yeah, so after that, I decided, okay, I'll watch it. Because, you know, it looks kind of, it looks like it'll be a little more violent or whatever like that. And I still didn't have cable yet.
It's going to be a little more violent. Play with cards. Solve all their problems.
That paper cut.
The animal cockfighting wasn't as bad. Like, let's just use our imagination and pretend like these monsters are getting simulated on these giant decks.
Hey, they got holographic technology.
What year did this take place in? Wasn't it the distant future?
20 minutes in the future. There you go. Okay.
But yeah, that's my anecdote.
Josiah, say something stupid.
Well, you see, the Yu-Gi-Oh card.
You mean they got bleach?
You know, I didn't get the Yu-Gi-Oh card because all I did was go.
Come on, there you
go. Oh, man.
Get close. Join us.
Saturday morning cartoons. I got it after it premiered.
It was kind of late in the day, too, wasn't it? It was like one of the last shows in the Saturday morning lineup.
So it was one you actually stayed up to watch? Up at 9 o'clock to fucking watch.
I did.
No. It came on at 9 first, then late. I do remember it came on later. But
they realized we have 700 episodes. We've got to start getting this stuff out.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh week.
Yeah, exactly. They had a marathon like every week.
I mean, because every duel started becoming 3 episodes long.
Yeah,
no kid's gonna wait a week for that.
Oh. Just run a pitch fans.
I mean, yeah, I agreed with Sugar. It was edgier than Pokemon in a sense. It was like really.
Digimon's edgier than Pokemon. But yeah,
Pokemon and they're fighting each other. Yu-Gi-Oh, people playing a card
game.
Well, okay, how about this? It was very, very, very. Melodramatic.
Okay.
It was darker.
It was edgy, all right. With their clothes.
Yeah. They had the most crucial starch. Kaiba's.
The best.
I swore Kaiba's jackets was going to put somebody's eye out.
Everlasting.
No, what was best? What was awesome was Yugi's cape, which I didn't realize after the series was just his jacket. Hanging on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And his.
His weird BDSM leather t-shirt and choker.
Yeah,
choker.
Oh my god.
What's your memory?
Oh my god, he wore a choker.
What the fuck is that?
I didn't carry that. I don't know.
Yu-Gi-Oh apparently was in the SNL. We don't want to discuss that. But my memory is cartoon. Then Jeff was into, just really got into it. He started.
So, backstory. Our friend Jeff is kind of.
He's 45 years old.
He's not.
And he likes to recite poetry in bathrooms.
Schoolgirls.
It's the scariest thing in the world.
Why would you say
that? So, ignoring that, our friend Jeff is sort of the ultra, I would say.
Troll?
Otaku. So, something like Yu-Gi-Oh would probably be.
A very.
Right up his alley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It would appeal to him.
In which case, it really was. A few weeks after the cartoon came out, this motherfucker was lobbying for my brother, for my cousin, and me to drive for us to drive down to Toys R Us to get some cars. And this became...
Couldn't you get that at 7-Eleven?
We weren't thinking that far ahead. It was like Toys R Us, let's go. And it became a weekly thing. And started trading cars, started playing them. Like, okay, I'm getting into this. It's not too bad. And actually having fun with it. And then...
Imagine all your big, swole-ass
players. Yeah, one of the big problems with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Card game is that... It came out with...
Defense!
With a set rules that were hard to... Like, unlike Pokemon, which had some really vague rules. Yeah. That was one of my problems with the Pokemon card game.
Just win!
Yu-Gi-Oh! There was
actually... A strict set of rules.
Yeah. But the problem is, and every freaking update to the series, they change the rules to make strong cards weaker.
Seriously. Yeah.
Magic cards, trap cards, even the layout deck that they gave you originally, that don't matter. Throw that out.
What cracked me up the most, though, is like, when I first got money, you know what the first thing I actually wanted to do with it was?
Women.
Go to eBay and just buy Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Just all the cards.
All the cards.
All the cards.
All the cards. All the cards. Like, this motherfucker selling it for 25 cents. I will buy...
It's $4 for delivery, but...
I know, that's how they get you.
I will buy the Swords and the Bland Star.
Here's the... Oh, 1 cent! $99 shipping and handling!
That's a deal.
You got yourself a deal, sir.
Mark and Mark?
Where I got the Yu-Gi-Oh! Is kind of through Avery. Because, you know, he would invite me
up. Damn nerd!
He would invite me up to his room.
No, oh, that's
and,
not
and, really.
Show him pictures. And
bring out wine coolers. And
mind you, we were in like ninth grade, so it wasn't nine coolers. It was Mystic.
Oh, yes.
It's cans of Surge.
It's fused juice.
had electrolytes.
No, but seriously, Avery, I heard about it, and...
You heard about it.
Yeah. And I started watching it on...
Kids WB.
And, you know, I thought it was interesting looking. And I thought, like, the first episode I saw, you know, Yugi's destroyed Kaiba's mind, and I was like, that's dark, this is awesome, and I kept running with it. Then people started like really playing the card game heavily, especially at High Point, like
high school.
I still remember when somebody got jacked for the Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
It was a Spanish kid.
Yeah.
It was a Spanish
Please
kid.
Tell
we
me
never knew, we played this dude every other day.
You not never
knew, never knew his name.
Yeah,
never once.
Wow.
My fondest memory is the three-way duel between me, you, Jovi, and Alan.
Oh, yeah.
That was epic.
That's
I don't remember what happened, but I know
it was awesome.
Wait,
that's technically four.
I realized that halfway through, but I just kept going with it.
Yeah, I was like, wait, you mean you, Jovi, that's...
It's
not three at all.
I was not with this right now.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe he got jacked for his Yu-Gi-Oh cards by some gangsters. He's like, I mean, I can't...
Right, look, all real men love their mothers. All gangsters secretly love Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, that's true. I can see Bloods and Crips going, you know, just... It seemed like they're having a gang war, but they go back...
It's like Blue Eyes...
Slightly the Sky Dragon!
I only went to one Yu-Gi-Oh card tournament.
How'd that go?
It was like, I went to, like,
It smelled like feet?
No, I went to... It was one, like... You know, like, Books a Million and stuff, which...
Oh, yeah.
Things,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yu-Gi-Oh, so I went to one of those...
Toy Story do that too, yeah.
It was like one of those things where it's the Call of Duty effect all over again. These are people who like
spend
clearly have more money to spend and more time and better parents to get them the cards.
Better.
So their decks were better than mine, and we were playing with Bad City rules. So I clearly had to cheat at some point. like forget what effect this card does and then bring it up like two turns later.
Even though it's written right there.
Finally get disqualified, no one lost the card.
I'm good.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah.
Card game was fun.
Yeah, it was, actually. It was legitimately fun.
But it suffered from the propagation effect where the cards are still coming out, and they keep reinventing them every time. So I'm pretty sure your standard Blue Eyes White Dragon is useless now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when that was like,
There are only three in the world.
I know, right?
Four in the world.
There are only four in the world.
And Kaiba tore one in half just to be a bitch about it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Look at that.
What?
Yeah, he loves his blue eyes so much.
Kai was...
In a later seasons of Yu-Gi-Oh! They point out that in Kaiba's other life, when he was an Egyptian minister, he was in love with a girl with blue eyes, who gave up her spirit to become the blue-eyed white dragon. So Kaiba's infatuation with the cards...
He's a furry.
...is because of that mystical connection. But that makes it really mean for him to just tear up that fourth card.
It's like, I love you so much.
It's like, yeah, look at how much fucking money I got. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Each of you guys, what would you say was the card you identified with most?
Identified with?
I know, it's like, which was your favorite, I guess? Like
Dark Magician Girl.
Because she didn't wear pants.
She didn't. And then she had that lollipop staff or whatever like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
For me, it was the blue eyes. When I was building my deck originally, I had a light dragon deck.
Okay.
It wasn't a beatdown. I just had a light dragon deck. And so it was a big part of my strategy.
Okay.
So when you say identified, like...
Which was your favorite, really, I guess?
Like, yeah, my favorite?
I guess what I'm trying to... I don't know how I identify. Like, if you were to embody one of those cards, which one would be? I guess I'd be Karate Man, but hey.
Nah, me, it's Gear Free the Iron Knight.
If that's the case, then I'm Buster Blader.
No, you fucker.
That's what I thought. 500 points for each time a dragon in my graveyard.
I had that card, which meant my dragon deck was even more.
I love that card.
I hated rituals. I hated them so much.
Yeah.
That and polymerization. Yep. Those few of the cards were so.
Polymerization was most annoying.
Oh, that's
thing
the rarest
world.
Card to get. And.
you can find that damn thing.
And half the cards, a few of the cards, so good luck using them.
I guess my favorite, it was between Flame Swordsman. And,
yeah.
Kunai with Chain.
Or Red Eyes Black Dragon.
Yeah.
I just love the way that Joey would say things. And he just...
speaking of that, let's jump into the anime. And we'll jump back and forth to the card games and we talk about how unrealistic the anime was. Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, Seagal said, unfortunately came out at a really bad time in our country's history. But it persevered. And
it did.
just like
the American spirit.
Just like America.
Bandit Keith should have been the main character.
Where were you?
Voiced by Hulk Hogan.
Twin Towers fell. I'm sorry, like. Why? Anyway, so yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Follow the story of
Yu-Gi-Moto.
Yeah.
The problem with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime is that it skipped the first half of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Actual manga.
Yeah.
It's based on a manga, a long series running that was in Shonen Jump for a long time. And it skipped the first half of it. So you jump into a show with Yugi having a group of fans and its whole backstory that you didn't know.
The biggest reason they did that is because the manga was very dark in the first
half. Dark and the original, there were no dual monsters in the first half of the manga.
Yeah.
It was Yugi, they called Yugi the King of Games because the original manga had him playing random games against people, then winning them, mind crushing them.
Yeah. Four. Yahtzee.
And then dual monsters became a thing, and then when that became a thing and blew up, when Shonen Jump realized we've got something here.
Yeah.
It became merchandise, and that's where the story took forward. The joke with Yu-Gi-Oh! Is sort of that, like, everyone solving their problem with a card game.
Yeah.
And anyone just talked
or fights.
Nope.
And go beat down. Anyway, yeah. So it's the story of Yu-Gi-Moto and his group of friends, Taya, Gardner, Tristan.
Tristan.
It don't matter.
Tristan Guido.
Tristan and Joey Wheeler.
I don't even know if Tristan.
Tristan had a last name. I just don't remember it right now.
It don't matter.
Early in the first episode of the series, Yugi's grandfather. Yugi lives with his mother and grandfather. We never see his mother.
No, we don't.
and his grandfather runs a game shop, and they start to specialize in duel monsters, which are, I guess, I don't even want to say they were a new thing, but whatever. And so, he owns one of the rare blue-eyed white dragon cards, and Seto Kaiba, being this rich kid with Fuck the rules, I've got money. Pretty much kidnaps his grandfather, beats him in a duel, takes the blue eyes and tears it up.
He actually kidnaps and forces him into a card game.
It's a... It's the craziest thing.
You will play me in Duel Monsters.
Why?
Come here, old man.
And then Yugi decides, you know what? That is really weird, so I'm gonna duel you instead. And then Yugi duels him and he pulls out Exodia, which which totally upset Kaiba because Yugi was the first person successfully to ever play the Exodia cards.
He was like, "Fuck!"
And the main reason Yugi could do that is because he has a split personality known, which we later learn is this mythical pharaoh. But early on is this what you found.
That's just a random plot device to me.
Tristan Taylor.
There we go, Tristan Taylor.
This is a random plot device to me, like, oh, your split personality, an Egyptian warlord, just like
we didn't find that thought later. Pharaoh. Like one of the weird things about Yugi was this like little kid. Like,
yeah.
He was legitimately like he was 4'2".
Yeah.
4'2", yeah.
And you know,
and then magically he'd become this like 5'5" guy.
Yeah, he was that tall. 5'5" with the hair.
And had this demanding appearance.
He even lost the baby fat.
It was like it was one of those things like with Family Guy where you're like, does anyone? It's like,
yeah, does anybody realize this? And everyone's like, yeah, Yugi. And he's clearly like,
intense.
And he clearly goes from Yugi to Kaiba, and nobody realizes that he just hit puberty for no reason.
Everyone just like, oh, he's in the zone. That's all it is. Like,
so what ends up happening is that after Yugi beats Kaiba, because at this point Kaiba is the Duel Monsters champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, the creator of Duel Monsters,
Maximilian
Pegasus, the creator of Duel Monsters, has this tournament on his island.
His island. Where only children are allowed to roll.
There are adults there. My world, Tsunami was an adult.
Mr. Tsunami?
Mako Tsunami.
Oh. Mako. Mai felt like she could have been 17 by anime rules.
Mai was in her 20s.
Was she?
Yes.
I'll give her.
Anyway, so yeah, he invites Yugi to this island because Yugi's proven himself to be a significant duelist, and all the people invited to this island for this Duel Monster Championship.
Didn't something happen to his grandfather?
I want to say Pegasus captured his grandfather, but I don't remember.
And his father. His grandfather has a...
trapped in the television or something.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, I think Pegasus captured Yugi's grandfather.
Yugi
hit him the goat.
Yugi had no intention of, like...
You know what's... Like, I would hate to be Yugi's grandfather. Like, they keep using me as collateral.
It's the Obi-Wan effect. If you're an older mentor, stay away from young boys.
I thought
it's... by virtue.
Continue.
So yeah, so Yugi goes to the island and his friend decides to
kill. Oh, God.
And his friend's randomly decide, yeah, we don't have school or anything. Let's just.
Let's just go to the island.
There we go. Island.
Yugi's like, I'm not even from Japan. What's going on?
You can just sail anywhere and just have all the money in life.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Taya, Tristan, and Joey go with him. And at this point,
only two of whom are actually in the tournament. So
well, yeah, well, Joey early on becomes, he wants to play Duel Monsters, but Joey's so poor.
He's not good.
He's not very good. So early on, he builds this deck by trading cards with other people on the boat. So he has a deck. And then, I want to say Weevil Underwood, who's like
the bug guy.
The bug guy. So he takes Yugi being all trusting, lets Weevil see his deck. And then Weevil picks out things that you can't go to the ocean.
I'm kidding! Am I the only one? Let's Weevil.
You should let that bug
out. He lets Weevil see his dick. I'm sorry.
Yes, you're the only person whose mind went that way.
I'm sorry.
You're tarred.
Wait. I'm not even...
And so Yugi's lost his greatest cards, but Joey's his courage... And
gumption
and loyalty.
More like his streetwise hoodlum tactics.
You mean jumping into the water trying to save Exodia? I'm sorry, you.
I can only save two of them.
How did he jump?
He was like 6 feet tall.
Is he a world class swimmer? Because I'm pretty sure there was a tide.
It was a very large boat.
The boat was moving very slow.
Michael Phelps coming.
It was like All Star Batman and Robin. He was still in the back.
The boat wasn't even going on. The alien was actually coming to the boat.
Anyway, so Yugi's lost his strongest cards, and Joey somehow manages to wrangle himself into the tournament. I don't remember how.
I think he was.
Did he beat somebody beforehand?
I think he beat someone early on.
It wasn't the bug type dude. It was like it was like one of the other bee characters that always has a
maybe it was Rex Raptor. I'm not
Rex Raptor. Yeah, it was Rex Raptor. Yeah, that's what it was. The dinosaur type dude.
Oh, yeah.
Alliteration.
Yeah.
Everyone's got names like,
Well, in the American, they have names like that. Japan, they just have normal Japanese names.
Yeah. But no, here they have
Rex
to be like the
Raptor.
They have to have names like the Flintstones or something like that. It's like, everyone's names have to show
you their exact personality.
Yeah.
Tad Gardner, he's a very flowery woman. Tristan Taylor, very generic. Joey Wheeler, he's from Brooklyn.
And then Yu-Gi-Oh! How do you know these people?
What
was it? Yugi and Kaiba were the only people who got to keep their Japanese names.
They're like the only two Japanese people in the world.
Who didn't look Japanese. And so he had blonde hair.
And an exclamation mark in his name.
Well, anyway, Yugi and Joey go around this island, beat the shit out of people. Weevil, Kaiba's dark side, Mako Tsunami.
Which makes no sense.
I thought he banished the dark side, and it came back?
He did. Pegasus used his magical powers to bring the dark side back.
Wow. Okay.
Look at my eye.
And Yugi became known for his dark magician deck after losing Zoya, and Joey became known for his... my deck's all about luck. And if my time wizard works.
Kunalichi!
One of the funniest things about the first season of Yu-Gi-Oh! Is that there are apparently no rules. Especially when you were getting into the game right now, we were very confused on how to play it. Because in the TV series, apparently, you can launch your Gaia the Fierce Knight into the sky and attack the floating castle in the sky.
It can jump. A horse can jump. There are no rules. There are no sacrifices.
Nope.
There's like, you started with
2,000 life points.
2,000 life points. And there's a giant, and basically they're playing these giant machine decks.
They're just built randomly at random places in the island. And people literally camp at those places. People camp at the forest place.
Yep.
Mako camp at the walker's place.
There's a retreat.
Yeah. Just to be there.
But they were the worst tournament people ever. Like, Yugi and his friends are the only people walking around trying to find them. Waiting for people to find them.
Should you have some...
I hope someone finds me.
I see you've come to challenge me.
Hey, Pegasus, maybe you should have set some guys for them to fight in the first place. Like,
Some rooms, a schedule.
Like
it's like going.
It wasn't a proper tournament.
No,
that happens a lot in Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's like a dealer's booth. You just walk around hoping someone comes to your booth.
Didn't somebody snatch up my one episode or something?
That was later.
Okay.
So yeah. So anyway, what ends up happening is like Yugi and Joey. They get their star chips. They get to the finals.
I wanted that glove. I admit it.
We all did.
Yeah.
Kaiba shows up randomly halfway through that arc, and because apparently. Pegasus wants to take over Kaiba's company, so he kidnaps his little brother, Mokuba. The only person in the world...
What's all the kidnapping going on in this show?
The only human being he loves.
The brother!
Kaiba shows up, becomes a dick, beats the shit out of Joey, shows off his cool holographic disc technology, then he shows up, beats the shit out of Yugi.
You know what bothers me? Every time
Yugi's spirit.
Well, because Kaiba was about to kill himself.
He was like, if you attack, I'll die.
If you attack and you win his match.
Kaiba didn't prove that he was a better duelist.
That's the most manipulative thing.
So it's equilibrium now.
Fuck the rules. I have money.
If you, like, every time somebody threw a punch on the show, I couldn't take this. It's like, why couldn't you have done this in the first place?
So when Yugi's all feeling down on himself, Kay decides I'm gonna learn to duel too, and duel's mine for no reason.
Like, in all her cards,
you're another female.
All her cards are like girly
and hairy cards. I'm like, where did you get these cards?
Sexism. That's like you have a cat fight in Yu-Gi-Oh!
What's the name of her card? That green skinned Galadriel looking thing.
Galadriel.
I got it.
I knew what you were saying. Nerds.
Do not question me on Lord of the Rings. Oh, we're talking about Yu-Gi-Oh. Anyway, so then they have the finals. It's Yugi, Kaiba, Joey. No, Kaiba wasn't in the finals.
No.
He just dueled Yugi to get into the ring. Yugi, Joey, Bandit King.
In America.
fucking with his badass America bandana.
All the time. And sunglasses inside.
Indoors.
American.
With a jean denim cutoff jacket.
Yeah.
That man was, that was America to the core. Look, probably, oh, probably listened to Bruce Springsteen.
Garnisha Elefantis.
And I would say My Valentine. No, the yeah. Yeah. Got to the finals.
Yeah, My is the reason that Yuki got in the first place. Yeah, he had lost the stars the
yeah, yesterday. Yeah, but Taya dueled him and he got her the stars. My's an overachiever.
My had extra.
He cheats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sets all her cards in special perfume. But she can,
so she knows
who's part. Damn, Harpy's ladies.
Also, she had cleavage, so that's a strategy.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
they deleted in from the 14th animation.
Yes.
Though the cleavage won't work on Maximilian Pegasus.
Not gay. Had a wife.
Well, I didn't say he was gay.
Very much.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I didn't say he was gay.
Until they had a son.
I just said he was a diddler.
Touching all young boys. Anyway, so it's Bandicoot versus Joey. Joey wins. It's Mai versus Yugi. And Mai brings out the Heartbeat Dragon, which apparently exists now. Yugi wins. And then we get Joey versus Yugi.
Which was
it's friend versus friend.
But we like
and they're both fighting for two very apt reasons.
My sister's blind.
My grandfather needs $1 million to save his sister. And,
my grandfather's and on TV.
He gave his grandfather's life.
Like, my parents are dead.
Let's Wayne.
Surgery doesn't cost $1 million. Maybe your sister doesn't need to
magical soap opera diseases cost $1 million.
You know, this is
she needed brand new corneas, okay? I'm not sure how much an eyeball costs in the black market, but I'm pretty sure it's a lot. You know, a working eyeball.
Oh my God. You
know, that's the most expensive surgery I've ever heard of in my life.
You know what, sis? You've got a long time without knowing what color is. You'll be all right.
My father's trapped in a television, Joey. He's level with me.
Anyway, all I know is that Joey tricked Yugi into merging his red-eyed black dragon with his fiend skull.
Yeah. And it basically kind of rotted.
Yeah, the red-eyed black skull dragon.
Yeah.
And Yugi still beat his ass because he had that freaking Dark Magician
save. Yep, yeah. And then Dark Magician became
like Joey used his patented trick in every duel. Time Wither.
and Yugi, thousand years dragon.
And Yugi just used the fact that there were no rules in the early Yu-Gi-Oh! The fact, well, that does nothing but turn my Dark Magician to the Dark Magician Sage!
Gandalf the White! Now he knows all these techniques. Die!
So Yugi wins and he fights Pegasus, and when Pegasus is fighting Kaiba, he brought out this card called Toon World.
Oh, God.
Which is one of the most infuriating cards, especially for a game that had no rules.
Yeah.
Basically, it was a card that couldn't be hit, couldn't be attacked, and
they're Deus Ex Machina. They can do whatever they want.
First of all, he's the person who made the game, so.
Not fair. It's like, I made this card just right now. I'm drawing it.
That's SPC. Like asking George Lucas, like, was Darth Vader really Luke's father?
Really?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Because I have the DNA test right here.
Like, at this point, Yugi realizes, hey, I've got a split personality. They actually acknowledge that there are two Yugis and not just one guy.
And it's at this point,
all this time.
It's at this point that we really kind of get a figure of like what's causing all this. Like, we realize that
Yugi's mild schizophrenia.
Yeah, the mouse.
Well, Yugi's connected to his Millennium Puzzle. Because it had that
cool Millennium,
which I must say,
yeah,
the Millennium Puzzle is a fresh ass piece of bling. Like,
Rick Ross ain't got shit on that.
Like, I can see Kanye running around with that big ass obnoxious chain.
How? Yugi was doing bling before rappers.
Exactly.
Were.
Yeah.
That was obnoxious.
And he was at the Chokers.
Hipster.
And, leather pants, a tank top, and choker.
What was the, the white haired
and
guy.
Boots with spurs.
Baraka. Bakura.
Bakura.
Baraka.
Baraka.
This is something.
This ain't Mortal Kombat.
I don't know who Luke Cage is.
Bakura, who had a split. Bakura, Blade Man, had a split personality that no one dealt with. And every 5 episodes, that fucking Millennium Ring would show up. Hi, Yami Bakura again.
I'm going to kill you all. And I'm like, Bakura's acting kind of weird. Anybody know? No, no one. Okay,
no, that's no, fine. Move on.
Moving on.
Let's do it.
Moving on.
So Yugi cheats. Well, first of all, Pegasus have the special ability to see your cards because
this was William. But I guess you can see.
Or because he made all of them.
Yugi decides to play the blind man's gamble and just start putting cards on the field
without looking at them. Just like
he's like, ah.
So Pegasus is standing like, find them out.
Karibu, goddammit.
Oh no, Yugi beats Pegasus and Pegasus' life is over.
He literally has a mental breakdown right on the stage.
Like a dark cloud for like a week.
And Yugi becomes the king of games.
Whatever that
literally
is.
And then we get this weird filler arc where they try to deal with things, Yugi being the king of games.
Basically inheriting room on the chocolate factory.
Head boobs. He stopped wearing that stupid pink vest and actually wore a top that you know showed off the girls. And they had that random dance battle with dance at the
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
I remember.
And then we hung out with Duke Devlin and
more alliteration.
Dungeon Knights monsters.
I hated that.
Everybody decided so to try and
that teenage prodigy girl, yep. Rebecca something, and her.
The little kid.
The little kid. Just a little.
Dungeon Dice monsters are so stupid.
Yes.
Yugi had to be relegated to use this ninja.
Then
like,
it was running.
You can only use this. Like, it was so...
Dungeon Dice monsters are them trying to capitalize on another franchise. But
they were trying to bring the demographic of the hood that played dice all the time to Yu-Gi-Oh! You mean I can play dice and these cards?
And there are monsters too?
Craps,
yeah.
Craps monsters?
Imagine combined dice with dominoes.
The problem with Dungeon Dice Monsters was when you roll the dice, a monster didn't come out of it.
Yeah.
With Yu-Gi-Oh, you put the card down, a monster didn't come out of it. But at least there was a monster on the card. It said everything it did.
Didn't Duke definitely come back later to help them?
Yes.
Playing regular Duel Monsters,
like a man.
Which they could have done in first place.
It's like,
anyway, randomly, they're just like, they're hanging out doing school stuff. Bandit Keith shows up again.
Bandit Keith.
Mind controlled by some mysterious force and kidnaps Yugi, steals the Millennium Puzzle, and makes Yugi duel him without the Pharaoh's help.
Yeah,
this is the first time Yugi actually has to duel someone by himself. And all I know is Yugi ends up having to break the Millennium Puzzle and then rebuild it in a burning inferno.
I remember that.
Bandit Keith died at some point too.
Yeah, Bandit was dead.
Yeah.
It was gone.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
The rare hunter starts showing up.
No.
And then the rare hunter showed up and beat the shit out of Joey and stole his red eyed black dragon.
Because that's
like, if you think about this show,
that's what's
there
good
is
good.
So much kidnapping and theft and
mental breakdowns.
Look, card games are serious business.
Apparently.
And there's a lot of product going on. There's some Garnier Fructis that's just like all over the place.
All I know is, and then Kaiba, in the ultimate bitch mood, it's like, you know what? Yugi disgraced me. I'm going to throw my own motherfucking tournament. You know what? It's going to have blackjack and hookers. You know what? Fuck the tournament. It's going to have blackjack and hookers.
You know what? Forget the blackjack.
Just have hookers. Like every screen in the whole city and show up on
apparently Kaiba owned an entire city.
Apparently.
And he just had Battle City, where people showed up, fought each other with random duels, these awesome duel discs.
Which seemed very dangerous to have.
Battle City seems like a very anarchy-heavy place.
The thing I loved about Battle City was there were actual rules.
Yeah.
They realized that the card game was becoming popular and people were getting confused that they weren't playing by the rules. So
I can have 10 cards on the ground? Oh, sure, why not? Yeah.
Let me change the game up.
Those duel discs were awesome.
They were. But when they made them in real life, they were impressive.
Yeah.
They're cumbersome.
Didn't you get a duel disc?
I have a friend with a duel disc.
Andrew.
and it was just so impractical and clunky.
So all I know is Battle City was Kaiba trying to beat Yugi and get the King of Games title back. So in his own personal mind, he'll stop calling himself a bitch. and his mysterious force, these rare hunters attacking people for their rare cards, specifically Yugi and Kaiba, who have been magically gifted with these. Kaiba was magically gifted with a rare card. one of the rarest cards, the Egyptian god cards. And this is the arc where they start tying together all this weird Egyptian bullshit that was in the background of the rest of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise.
Now we discussed that we feel there should be more use of Egyptian mythology.
Yeah.
This is not what we meant.
Well, there was no Egyptian mythology.
Exactly.
It was just Egyptian.
Yeah, it's just, listen.
And they're all stereotypically brown.
But not quite black.
Not quite black.
Ambiguously brown.
Like, they all had blonde hair.
They're Vin Diesel-y. You know, a little Dwayne Johnson.
They were either spiky haired or bald. Because those are the only two hairstyles they could possibly have.
Yep.
Odeon. Yes.
Poor Odeons.
So all I know is Battle City was awesome.
It's an actual
Battle City was awesome.
Because Joey showed up and he had actual better cards.
And that was when he debuted
Kunalichi!
And Joey dueled everyone Yugi dueled during Duelist Kingdom.
Yep.
And Yugi dueled all these rare hunters, eventually getting Joey's Red-Eyed Black Dragon as well as Slifer the Sky Dragon.
Oh god.
Which I had.
Every time it showed up, the sky would go black, lightning bolts fall down.
It looked like a summon from Final Fantasy.
I know. Remember they were fighting on top.
That's what I love about the Egyptian god cards. At no point did Kaiba like program in these weird special effects.
Nope. These cards that never existed.
They just showed up.
So like, no, these manufactured cards from a factory, they actually can contain legit.
And they're like, Obelisk the Tormentor was literally Exodia painted blue.
Yeah, right.
When they fought on that Zeppelin, and
Slifer was wrapped around the entire thing.
For like four times.
And then the sun got raw, which no one ever talked about. It was like always...
Because Merrick had it, and he wouldn't show it before.
You can't see my heart. You can't crush this.
And because it had like four stages...
And this is the point of the series where Chaya and Tristan just became sort of useless.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
I remember Tristan had, like, one duel, and he had, like, Cyber Soldier or something.
And that was later on.
Oh.
Like,
it's like, yeah.
And before this conversation, we were talking about, why Yugi hung out with Tristan and Joey. And I was trying to explain to Josiah, there's this concept in Japanese anime called Those Two Guides, who are usually the main character's closest friends, who are just those two guys.
Psychics.
Out with them in the background. They don't really move the plot forward. Mm-hmm. But eventually, Joey became an actual main character. Like, as the series progressed, it was him and Kaiba and Yugi as, like, the big three in Duel Monsters. So they replaced Joey with Duke Devlin, and it was Tristan and Duke Devlin who were those two guys in the background doing nothing.
Remember, remember when Duke Devlin made Joey dress up like a dog?
A dog, yeah.
And bark
when he lost to him.
Groupies called him Dookie.
Duke.
Not Joey, they called
Duke.
Oh, God, it's cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They called
it.
You know someone got an ego.
And
he didn't get it. Remember, Gary.
Duke Devlin was the Kanye West of Duel Monsters.
The 10-year-old kid hanging out with cheerleaders.
Gary Oak, yeah.
Yeah.
Duke Devlin was the Kanye West of Duel Monsters.
He was trying to sell a game to Pegasus.
But then Yugi beat Pegasus.
So now I'm poor for the rest of my life.
That's why you have to die.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man,
that's pretty much Yu-Gi-Oh! In a nutshell.
The thing about Battle City was, it was this entire war for the three Egyptian god cards, plus whatever mystical Egyptian mumbo jumbo that they've made up for the show in the background.
You mean all of it?
So we get to the finals of Battle City. It's Kaiba, Joey, Yugi, Mai, Merrick, who mysteriously shows up, Bakura, Merrick's sister. Hizu, Merrick's adopted brother, Odeon.
All the voices in Merrick's head.
Yeah.
And then, halfway through that arc, we get a filler. We get a little filler series where they go into a virtual world.
And they're fighting some guy named Noah.
In the big five.
He got trapped in the Matrix. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Oh no, the arc came up to nothing because it just went back and had battles.
Exactly.
Battle City finals.
It amounted to nothing.
And Yugi, like, freaking Kaiba was so upset with beating Yugi that he had a Coliseum card so people could watch him.
Dude, you are doing the most.
And during this season, we figured out that Kaiba's a ninja. Because
he would literally throw cards at people to take them out. He wouldn't just throw any card, he'd throw his blue eyes.
Because apparently, he sharpens those cards.
It's enough to take out a man with a gun.
Those decks, because everything they pull out of the deck, they use like Everything he's a card out of the deck. They pulled out, and like the animation of it was like the, what you would get in real life. It was that they didn't like. It wasn't the same style. It was always this sharp angle, this like this pointed thing, and it looked like they were like 5 inches thick.
It would gleam.
Yeah, exactly.
You never really knew how many cards anyone had in them.
Exactly.
You never did. And then like these people kept trying to like take Kaiba. Like for like Mokuba was still gone for some reason.
Mokuba was the key. If you wanted to get to Fellow Kaiba, kidnap Mokuba.
Yeah, exactly. Kidnap Little Riot.
And it's like these suits kept coming after Kaiba, and Kaiba would be jumping out of windows.
Yeah.
And doing kung fu.
This is my own tournament. I'm being attacked.
There were moments
fuck
when
the rules. I have money.
There were moments when Kaiba would just hit, like the move.
No, pick up the most. If Kaiba walked around with a suitcase full of rare cards, he literally go up to people and say, "Pick a card, any card in the suitcase.
And you can use
hell, you can use all the cards and you build a deck. Fight me. Fuck two moves later, I won."
Dude, you just need to get laid.
Kaiba. He was probably a virgin.
They were all like 15, 16.
Kaiba was 16?
Supposedly.
Well, it's Japanese ages, so if they were in high school and they just started friends.
And they were drawn.
So they would be 15.
They were drawn like Clamp characters with really long legs.
Life
and that's the reason why they were that. You can see the subtext of the weird sexual tension between Joey and Mai. But they couldn't really do anything because they sort of realized.
Yeah, Mai was like 27.
And coming to her to get married.
Looking all 20 years.
Yami and Yugi and Taya. Which would have been like.
The love triangle.
The Superman love triangle.
Which makes no sense.
Not here. It's like.
Because, seriously.
Hey, girl, you got any Egyptian in you?
Would you like some? Anyway, Yugi was literally. Yugi had to be like 12.
He's like the youngest looking at all.
He was probably 14 instead of 15.
He's the youngest.
Like, he was a legal midget. And Yami, somehow, what I never understood is when he would turn into Yami, all of his bones would lengthen. It must be a painful process.
It's like that kid who got to be the Blue Ranger.
Ouch. Yeah. Crack, 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 crack. Oh, God. My spine. Yeah.
So after Battle City, after Yugi beat Kaiba again. And beat Merrick, so he became the king of Battle City. Kaiba literally said, "You know what? If I can't win, I'm gonna blow up this tower, this entire island. I don't care if anyone's still on it. I got my blue-eyed jet, my little brother. I'm going."
So then Kaiba went from lunatic to full-blown terrorist.
And then we got the next super arc, the Sailor Boy Calico's arc.
Should we take five? Because we've been on this one roll.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we'll take.
I feel like I'm gonna die.
We'll take a break.
Sorry, folks.
Trouble now, but looking too hard. We're back at class, they never taught us this. Some things you gotta learn to hit this. Tough times, hard climbs, we'll take them on together. Right now, let's go.
So we got the Seal of Orichalcos arc where a magical immortal king from Atlantis showed up with a card that literally could do anything. It literally had so many rules attached to it that...
Yeah, they started to lose me a bit after a while.
And then the best part of the Seal of Orichalcos arc, it made the Egyptian god cards useless.
Like, so they already established
something. Like, you won all three cards. I think they got stolen in the beginning of the series.
That was one
and
of
so,
the...
And then the mystical dragon from nowhere came to Yugi, Kaiba, and Joey... And gave them the power, the Eye of Hermos.
There's one thing that I will say about Yu-Gi-Oh! Constantly evolving, so that like cards that were super powerful in like one season became either regular or useless after the next season.
You gotta keep up. It's like the iPhone.
Was this the season where they did the Dark Magician Blue Eyes White Dragon?
No.
Oh.
That happened, I think, a couple seasons ago. Yeah, it was like, no, it wasn't Dark Magician Blue Eyes White Dragon. It was Buster Blader. It was the only
Buster Blader with the White Dragon. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Right. That was during that, when they were in that magical world with the magical five-headed
exactly.
dragon.
Exactly.
Yeah, but all I know is the Seal of Orichalcos arc. There was that also episode where Joey had to fight that dude, I think Valen, and they decided to actually fight each other with their cards. Because apparently Joey has armor cards in his deck. So he put the armor, like he put on the black, red eyes, black eye, dragon armor cards on, fought the dude, lost in, he was in some weird pink armor.
It was strange.
Yeah.
Maya was a villain.
I thought it was weird enough.
Joey gets sealed into the seal of our calcos.
That's how they got turned into their cars one time, which is weird enough. But now they just got they went full retard.
Oh, I remember Bakura when they had that match and his friends were each one of the cards.
Yeah,
and like if they die, they die.
Yeah, they were like trapped in a cave or
Shadow
something. Like
Shadow games.
Wow. Yeah.
Where the rules of reality do not apply.
The rules don't apply anywhere, apparently, in this universe.
Or logic, or.
So anyway, all I know is that freaking. Apparently, those three dragons were three ancient. I don't care. The Seal of Orichalcos are just really weird.
Yeah.
Because the seal just allows you to do anything you wanted with the rules that Kaiba had painfully set up for the card game.
Arbitrarily.
They pulled a lot out of their ass.
Pegasus showed up again, though.
After losing his eye.
Yeah, did he have an eye patch?
Well, no, he had that.
Wasn't he like an archaeologist?
Yeah.
Well, like those seven mystical millennium items or whatever, like.
Well, and then after that arc, with the arc where a lot of people stopped caring about Yu-Gi-Oh! And it stopped being Kids WB, like, big seller.
Yeah.
Where they went back and they investigated the sort of the past of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
And finally answered all those stupid questions about the Millennium items.
And then
at that point it started to get a little too, like, it was less about the card game and more just about
this ancient grudge that no one knows about.
Yeah,
everybody was confused.
All I know is,
it's like, wasn't
Joey a part? Like, did they have?
All the people connected to the Millennium Idols had counterparts in the ancient Egyptian.
It was so weird.
Wait. So you're telling me that Egypt was in Africa?
In another life, Yugi was black-ish.
So he got the Japanese with the what?
And like, apparently, and the reason Yugi used his dark magician is that apparently when Yugi was the pharaoh in his past life, the pharaoh's trusted mage sacrificed himself to become one of his mythical dual monsters.
Who happens to look... Who have a striking resemblance to the image on the Dark Magician card.
Same with Kaiba and his
blue eyes girlfriend dragon.
That's not creepy at all.
And Bakura was there and he was a thief.
Of course.
Bakura finally became the villain.
Yeah.
After being the Team Rocket season so long.
He just I'm your
show
friend.
Up, be evil. They throw the Millennium Puzzle again. He magically get it all over. Like it would literally magically appear on him again. You can't fight fate, Bakura.
No, I don't want to be evil. Do it.
Let him say so.
Who voiced him? Paul Bettany?
I don't know. Paul Bettany. All you knew was Forky voiced him.
He was like the only Brit on the show. Like, they had the United Nations of friends. Like, it was the weirdest thing. I still don't have a logical reason why Yugi would know these people.
Well, they grew up in Domino City, which has been blah, 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 America.
Blah, 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 America.
So Yugi was in Japantown of that.
Yes. That's the Japantown,
USA.
And Joey's walking by, hey, we're Japanese kids. What's going on? Want some pizza? Like,
what poor neighborhood did Joey grow up in Japan to have that accent?
and Tristan
sounded completely normal. And they were just,
and him and Tristan are gang members and just happened to
they completely ignored the fact that Tristan and Joey were like legitimate like street toughs before before they joined Yugi.
Him and his
jumped in the rain. I remember that episode where they were talking about their bond.
Oh, they showed a scene from an episode no one ever saw.
Yeah.
Think of the episode of Pokemon where they talked about the fact that Ash caught like 50 Tauros. But
they never showed
that because they had a gun.
When I was in the Safari Zone where I'm not allowed to capture anything. Like, because they told me I wasn't allowed to capture. Hey, how'd you get the Tauros? That's not that important.
50 turtles in one Pokeball.
Well, it's not in multiple Pokeballs, but they didn't show the episode, so we inferred that you caught
the conveniently.
Like Toro Stampede.
It's like Porygon. What was that?
The Porygon episode they skipped because people were having seizures. And the Jinx episode they skipped because I'm not sure. It was either the Pokemon on human action going on in that episode, or the fact that Jinx was sort of a blackface caricature.
Blackface transvestite.
True.
And then the bikini episode because James had boobs.
Blatant cleavage.
Yeah.
More cleavage than Jesse.
With James.
James.
Team Rocket.
Team Rocket James.
Jesse, James.
He had boobs.
Warlord!
We're back to Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. Wow.
So after that ended, Kaiba became a dick again, and he founded this. he founded a dueling.
Was this around the time the movie came out?
I did right there.
Forgot about that movie.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Sphinx with cleaving.
I never saw it. I
saw the movie, I guess, later on.
It was rated PG, I think it had.
They were like, Maximilian showed up. Again.
You get magic card that will save the day.
Yep. And who was he dueling?
I don't know. Some mythical... I don't know. Anyway, back in Hollywood. So anyway, Kaiba used his money to found a dueling school. So they got rid of the fact that kids are walking around without an education. They said, go to school to...
play a card game.
Kaiba's school for gifted card users.
And you know what the ultimate dick move was? Kaiba had Obelisk.
Did he blow that house up too?
No. Kaiba had Obelisk the Tormentor, which on record was probably the weakest of the god cards. But in this school, the top high ranking people were in Obelisk Blue. And the people in the Slifer the Sky Dragon, like the middle card, was the weakest school in Slifer.
Lots of air quotes.
Passive aggressive much?
It's like Hogwarts and Hufflepuff. And
then, like, Yuki shows up magically in the background of the first episode to give the main character, Jaden Yuki, his Wing Karibu card. And, look, all I know is I didn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
Nope. I didn't either.
But there was
I thought that's what you were describing.
But there was a weird...
Yeah, I was like, wait a second.
But there was some weird subplot about Jaden having some weird relationship with a monster that went to space, then came down and was a hermaphrodite and was tormenting him and his friend.
Scientology?
And at the end of the show, Jaden dueled Yugi. And Yugi's first move was like to bring out Slifer the Sky Dragon.
Opening move.
The weakest
trump card! Wait. Where the hell did Yugi get a wing Karibu?
And by that time, Yugi had grown a couple inches, so he looked like Yami now. It was in the future. Apparently, Tristan was in the background of some corporate executive at Kaiba Corp.
What?
Because there was this one dude in the background, one episode with Tristan.
What?
Okay.
Wait.
I watched GX on and off.
But.
T-Time.
Yeah. Wing Karibu. Okay.
You're still on Wing Karibu?
Well, because he had all the Karibus. I mean. I don't care about Dark Magician. Karibu was Yugi's favorite card.
It was Yugi's entire deck was built around Dark Magician. Karibu was just a card that he used a lot. Like how Joey used Scapegoats every 5 minutes.
That magic card.
Magical dice.
Four of them.
Or Devil Dice and a Grateful Dice all the time.
Or Slap.
Or Kunai with Chain. and
that's his
card, which is a fusion card. Yeah, he kept using it as a normal monster.
Like.
And then, like, with the Nero Swordsman or something? Neo Swordsman. No.
Gilbert the Lightning. A card that shows up, kills every monster on the screen.
Oh, we didn't name drop the facts. We didn't name drop the biggest heart of the cards, air quotes, moment in Yu-Gi-Oh!
History.
The Ragnarok moment.
I rewatched the episode.
That card doesn't even exist. Okay, he was fighting. What was it?
He was fighting Merrick.
Yeah, and
they were playing a shadow game where every time they lost 5 points, a part of their alternate self died. So little Yugi was being worn away, and the good Merrick was being worn away.
Okay. Your conscience is dying, sir.
So there's really no good way for this to go. Really.
No.
Okay.
But then he Yugi summons Karibu, then does some weird. What was it, multiplication thing?
All I know is he used a card called Ragnarok, which pretty much allows every card in your deck to attack a monster and destroy it.
It was a giant...
And Merrick was, he was banking on the Winged Dragon of Ra to win him this duel, but Yugi kept beating it.
And we did Ragnarok, which he literally pulled out of his ass. And then just all of his cards. You see Karibu just leading the pack. And it was I couldn't even believe it just happened. I could.
Karibu's the most powerful card of them all.
Clearly.
What was his stats? Like 50 and nothing or something like that?
50 and zero. But he had the heart of gold.
I swear. I think their hearts just guided them throughout all of them.
Apparently.
Well, they made a point to say that Yugi, his special ability was that he can literally pull any card out of his deck that he wanted to at any time.
But what does that have to do with...
He has a magic puzzle on his neck that turns him into a completely different man.
What does that have to do with... What does that have to do with the puzzle? Okay, with Pegasus... Okay,
that was the puzzle's power. Like, the puzzle had no power. Like, they made a point to say all the Millennium puzzles, Millennium Islands had different abilities. The eye could allow you to see in other people's
minds.
The staff on you that control people's control people's minds and all these things. Yugi's puzzle, all it did was
it's a soul.
Give him the soul of the Pharaoh.
It gives him soul.
It was a special ability of the puzzle.
Soul of power.
And domino level luck. it was ridiculous. Like the heart of the cards. I call bullshit.
Every trust in the heart of the cards.
He was a cheater.
And Yugi kept this is Yugi unaware of his special powers. Like, I keep winning because I trust in my deck.
Nah.
So you keep winning because you have such an ability to pull any card you need at any time.
It's like,
I trust in my deck.
I won this match because of training and death and faith in God. No, you had steroids.
You lost this duel, Kaiba, because you don't trust in your cards. Or your friends.
Okay, play me again without the necklace.
Friends.
Play me again without the necklace. How about that?
I would have said that. Give me your necklace. How about that?
Well, Yugi proved to people that he can duel without the necklace.
Kind of.
Not well. Bandit Keith's ass.
It's Bandit Keith.
Look, Bandit Keith made it to the finals that first time.
And lost.
When he played
Joey. But
he lost to Joey and he lost.
At the end of the day, the top three duels in the world were Yugi, Seto, and then Joey. Joey just unfortunately turned out to be the Krillin of the Yu-Gi-Oh! In which they were he was the strongest person out there, but he was just overpowered by the top two people.
It's like, you got an A. Everyone else has got an A++.
Didn't Bandy Keith go to the finals of four and he faced Kaiba, and he just got demolished, and so he was just mad the entire time trying to relive his glory days.
I think so.
Yeah.
just a sour look. I think that worked.
Just a sour look at his face.
Bandit was like the champion. Like, he was a champion. And then Kaiba just raped him. And then for the rest of his life, he was until he died, he was trying.
He raped him to death.
All I know is I stopped paying attention to Yu-Gi-Oh! I caught an episode of GX every once in a while, just because it was on television.
You're about to name drop the motorcycle ones, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Five Ds or something?
Yes. You know, five Ds. Where apparently having duels, like, normally isn't hardcore enough. So they had to have them on motorcycles. And
what?
I don't understand the rules, so I'm not going to talk about it.
It really made no sense.
Yes. They would duel...
On motorcycles.
They would duel at the X
Racing
Games.
Around the tracks.
Oh, my.
And then,
oh, God.
And then they expanded it to, like, an entire city where you drive around dueling in cities and, like, and like little bumpers would come up and be like, warning, game in progress.
So it's like using the Tron games.
You remember in Biker Boys or whatever like that, where they got to the end toward that last race.
Television.
They got the tunnel vision, they hit the NAS, and they're literally breaking the laws of space and time. Because like
Torque?
Was it Torque?
I think it was Torque.
No, Biker Boy, at the end of it, they made a point. They were talking about tunnel vision, like, I see all I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just remember Torque. They had,
the airplane engine on his bike.
There you go.
And they were literally ripping, meters out the ground.
I'm glad we remember that.
Yeah.
I was like, you went full recharge. You should have done that in the beginning, because then I would have
you. I Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, how good is your balance to have a duel on a motorcycle?
You ever consider, cars, they're paper, dude.
Also, it makes no sense for them to call it Yu-Gi-Oh! After a while. Because you thought when you saw Yu-Gi-Oh! thought that's the name of the card.
It's the brand.
Yeah. It's like, this is the name of the card game. No, it's not. It's called Duel Monsters.
I'm from slums called the Satellite.
What?
Anyway,
satellite slump.
I'm still stuck there was a movie where all three main protagonists of Yu-Gi-Oh got together and dueled alongside each other.
Because there's this guy. I think it was this this force.
I don't know.
That was trying to destroy. I know what happened. Like I forgot what the force's name was, but he was trying to get the cards and destroy all of Duel Monsters, and it would make some sort of rift in the dimensions.
Look, Shadow Games are hardcore stuff.
Yeah, but they figured out a way to like Yugi, Jaden, and the guy from 5Ds, you know, came from their respective time periods to meet up again and fight and to save the worlds.
That's
worlds
weird.
And you know, basically, technically, Yugi.
What was this time travel?
Crisis on Infinite.
It wasn't like they were on different universes. It was just periods of time.
And so they all came together and helped save the day. Yeah. And then after this, after 5Ds,
there's one called Zexel. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I saw the art style's weird.
It's the same art style they've always used for Yu-Gi-Oh.
Really?
It is.
It looks different.
Because the guy who's been doing Yu-Gi-Oh has been doing Yu-Gi-Oh for like 20 years now.
It looks different. Dang. All I know is...
Because he's been doing it for 20 years now, and the style has evolved.
All I know
is... If you look at early, like, I want to mention the Gray Man. If you look at early issues of the Gray Man, and look at it now, there's a clear difference in that art style.
All I know is... The main character looks kind of like a chick, but it's a guy. And they're going back to the split personality.
Androgyny and anime, who would have thought?
So, they're going back to not necessarily the split personality thing, but more just having another soul in you. Yeah. And I don't know where this is going. I'm not going to watch it.
Look, here's the thing. I outgrew Yu-Gi-Oh! But if I had $1 million... and I had an eBay account, I would buy every card for no reason, just because I had that nostalgia for it.
Yeah.
Then I end World Hunger.
And then I end World Hunger.
You know, if I had any money left for my millions,
I'll just
to get all those cards.
Because
getting all the cards in the first series shouldn't be easy. Look, they sold like maybe 1,000, 100 billion of that force cards.
Carry the one.
You know what commercial annoyed me?
What?
The commercial about that new coin that's 0.999 pure gold.
Oh, the 9/11 coin?
Oh my god!
No, it's not the 9/11 card. It's the America $50 gold coin.
0.999
pure gold. And you use this pure gold coin. It's not pure gold, you just told me it's 0.999. Anyway, let's move on.
It's like, 60% of the time is right 100% of the time. Like, what does that even mean?
What?
Exactly.
I mean, there's not much else to say about Yu-Gi-Oh that we haven't already said. I mean... Do you guys have a favorite character? Or like a favorite duelist?
I love the simplicity of Joey's deck.
Shit.
He built his deck around the Red-Eyed Black Dragon, the weaker of the Blue Eyes. So every time he went against Kaiba, he knew he was going to lose. And luck. And he always won. There was no point in the game where Joey's like last stand, gotta use this complicated strategy. No. Graceful Dice. Come on, Papa needs a new pair of shoes.
And it's like, baby sis needs some eyes.
What was her name? Serenity?
Serenity.
Serenity Wheeler.
And then Serenity showed up, and then Serenity dueled. If she dueled blind, I would laugh so hard. And then somehow her and Tristan somehow smanged.
Duke Devlin and Tristan were competing over Serenity, and Joey's like, stay the hell away from my sister, and they never talked about it again.
Dookie. But like, the fact Serenity dueled.
And if I had to say second favorite, it's Kaiba, because his entire mantra is, fuck the rules, I have money.
Mm-hmm. I got money.
He lived his entire life. Like, he had no friends. The only person in his life was Mokuba. Every time Yugi showed up and said, Kaiba, but wait, you're your friends. I don't need friends.
You really do, dude.
Yeah, you kind of do. You're a bit crazy.
Because you're
kind of a dickbag.
You actually keep getting your brother nearly killed. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Mokuba. Mokuba needs a bad haircut.
He built that AI game, and he made the princess of the game, Mokuba.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That's a problem.
I remember that.
Joey was a barbarian. He lost his pants.
Mokuba may have been a little confused.
I wanted to play that game. Because it was just Final Fantasy.
Didn't Taya get Dark Magician Girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
As a deck master when they were in the other virtual reality world. Remember the deck masters? Let's keep adding rules.
Was this Chaos Mage a fusion or a card?
It was a ritual card, which sucked.
Yeah, because Chaos Mage was awesome in real life,
which means you need the ritual card, the actual ritual monster,
and the result of itself.
Yes.
So you never use it.
So it's like
Joey got Fortress Whale at some point, which was a ritual card, and Mako Tsunami never gave him the ritual for using. So you never used it.
Here's his card, but you can never use it. It's just nice to look at.
Thanks a lot, bro.
I can get a frame for that.
What I love in the show that they can always use polymerization to make up a random monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know how fusion works.
They never needed the actual card.
No.
Anybody Tristan else? Had like one duel.
Twice. Wow. He had two.
Did he ever win?
No. He died that one duel he had and turned into a monkey for the rest of the arc.
Okay. Monster Reborn. Bam. There it is.
What was your favorite card, Audie?
If you have favorite duelist,
I don't have a favorite character.
That's funny.
I hated all of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't have.
Mark, you a negative Nancy.
Come on, you didn't like Bandit Keefe?
Come on, Nancy.
You know you love Bandit Keefe. You're wearing a CM Punk shirt. You don't like Bandit Keefe?
I know, right? What's wrong with you?
He spoke the truth in America.
Attention, duelist. My hair is assaulting you. That was an abridged joke. You really had no favorite characters?
No. Characters? No. They're all just humorously pathetic in their own right.
They were...
I was laughing.
Admittedly, they were basically caricatures, not really characters so much.
True.
Come on now.
Do you have a favorite card?
Black Hole.
Dark Hole.
I hated Dark Hole because I remember I was dueling Avery and everything is going fine for me. And then he just flipped over.
Everything's gone.
And he's like, it's all gone. It's all gone.
Good thing I didn't have any monsters on my side.
And I lost so many life points.
I attacked my life directly.
Character or card?
Dang. Yeah, you said Chaos Mage was a you needed. Well, you too can. Much crap.
Well, you can.
You can say Chaos Mage is a favorite card.
Just because you can't use it doesn't mean.
And I'm trying to remember. God, there are so
serious.
There's a lot of stuff going on. There
although in that lull period when I didn't play Yu-Gi-Oh, I kept looking for Yu-Gi-Oh video games,
and they almost
the Rose something
Millennium.
Millennium of the Rose was weird because it wasn't actually a duel.
It was like an RPG.
It was turn-based. Most of them were turn-based strategy games.
The games for the Game Boy Advance and the handheld were actually card games. So I got the Graceful Dice and
And you can even input the codes from the cards if you have them in real life and get those cards in the game.
I love that game. I played it forever.
Yeah.
But it got to a point where, like, I kind of want my deck. I can't really build anything more.
Yeah.
But the console games, that deck
held you to that 60-card limit.
Yeah. But the console games, just like...
I played the Rose Rebellion a lot.
They were boring, though. Like, I don't know. Like, those were games that was just like...
It's one of those things where you kind of just wish they took every... Like, they kind of just made, like...
Let me put the cards down and have the monsters.
Someone at some point said, maybe we should just do Yu-Gi-Oh! Online. You know, no cards, you just play online against other people. You know.
That's
shut up! It's
too late for that.
Yep.
So do you have a favorite character?
No. I was trying to think. There were a lot of... There was Lucy, Rex Raptor, Weevil, Joey. I'm trying to go down the list of...
Zombie Kid,
Pegasus... Kaiba just blew me in his jackets. And
how do you have wind in your office? Or his gym?
Because he has money.
No, just like wind. I said, fuck the rules. He has money.
Exactly. He got everlasting airflow in his house.
Physics don't matter to Seto Kaiba.
I thought Noah was
he bought physics.
Odeon was probably the only legit close Egyptian black human being in there.
Yeah, no one was black in that show.
Because he cared about his brother.
Yeah.
That's why he went to the
doctor. Brother!
Odeon!
Yeah, I had nobody.
Yeah.
What about you?
At this point, I was like, I could have said that like some of my favorite cards were like Buster Blader and like...
The cards that actually did shit.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, because I had a bunch of dragons in my deck, but now that I play it, but now that I have it all in my mind, like, they were all pretty stupid characters. Like, they're like one-dimensional with, like...
Well, for the most part, the core cast who showed up every episode was sort of... Well, yeah, they were three-dimensional. They had enough time on them to show various sides of their personality.
Right.
It was the side characters who kept showing up once an arc.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of said, there's... These guys are just jokes.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Let's have some twins that are like Zen Buddhists or whatever like that.
And the Paradox Brothers.
Yes.
We speak in riddles and like...
One of us only speaks in lies, and the other one...
Not that
speaks the truth.
I wanted to see... I just... Every time I saw them, I just kind of wanted Hawk Fu to come and start fighting them.
All I know is they use that freaking stupid maze card... The labyrinth card with the monster and change the rules of the game.
How does that work? A monster that is... No.
Labyrinth was so cheap.
It was the Inception card.
So it's Ryujin and Ryujin.
If I had a favorite character, it was Joey.
Joey
was awesome.
Of course.
He did remind me of Wheeler from Guide the Planet, though.
I think that might have been
Brooks. But like,
Joey and I always thought Yami just looked cool. And his voice, yeah.
Definitely decided to turn his jacket into a cape.
Yeah, that was.
Oh yeah, that was.
He always did that wrist on the hip thing though, which always kind of bugged me.
With the cards out.
Yeah, like he sweep it just so he shows it off, like
bang. You know, they always carry belt the death in the ready to duel at any moment.
Oh yeah, always ready,
like gun holsters.
Seto Kaiba was a kind of a dick bag, but he was pretty cool.
He reminded me of Lex Luthor.
He was a super megalomaniac. Yeah, super you beat me once. I'll never forgive you.
It must have sucked to talk like that in real life, though.
Lugi,
I was like the number three with cheese.
Kaiba! I ordered bacon! Like, they exclaimed everything.
Even the title.
I guess
you did have an exclamation point at the end of it.
His name was spelled an exclamation point.
That's gangster.
I'm coming for you, Pegasus.
Pegasus, I love to imitate.
Yeah.
I'm the door. Oh, sorry about
that. And he didn't say duel. He said it duel.
Would you like to have a duel?
A what? Is that
you
like
realize there's an E in it.
Nobody else realizes.
It's like, how many O's you pronounce that way?
You spit on so much ceremony when you... And did he have a little...
I'm going to point out that he did offer them wine. He did offer those kids wine.
Would you like some wine?
Would you kids like a Jesus juice?
Pegasus was not Michael Jackson. Let's move on.
That is your anecdote.
I think it was, it's just Joey.
Pegasus was not the Prince of Pop.
Your favorite card?
I already said my favorite card.
Oh, shit, we did.
Let's hear it one more time.
It was Flame Swordsman. And,
Kunai
with Chain.
That is
quick
so
track
awesome.
Card.
Did he use that on, a raptor?
Yes.
Yeah.
I always loved it. I did enjoy using trap cards, though.
Trap cards are
fun. We played the game going,
trap cards,
I choose destroy this card. Ha!
Trap card.
Trap card.
I use
it's a trap. It's a trap. You found one. It's a trap. Ha
ha. I play Admiral Ackbar.
It's a trap. What?
The magic cards are basically equipped.
There was a period of time I was so into Yu-Gi-Oh! That I built a database dedicated to chronicling every card in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise so that when I wrote a Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, my own fanfiction for Yu-Gi-Oh!
I remember that.
I wouldn't have to research every card. I'd just say, okay, this guy's got this card. With
that was back in...
Why aren't you rich?
That was back...
I accidentally deleted it.
Oh,
that was basically Avery.
I didn't realize how databases worked.
That was back in Avery's copyright infringement days.
I do remember when I...
Screw the copyright.
I had no original idea.
I used to draw and write stuff because Yugi was so melodramatic. I just drew up cards that just did whacked out stuff like missiles.
I at one point made a card captor Sakura card game.
How's there never a crossover for that?
because
it's card and shoujo.
And because the card captors actually did something.
But both of these were...
They weren't holograms.
But both of these were extremely convoluted all the same.
Are those holograms hard light?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
They create...
No and yes.
No. Wait a minute.
No.
They were hard light.
They weren't. He just said the hologram, and then they started doing weird shit afterwards.
How?
They never said that.
Yeah.
They never told them all light. They just said they were holograms.
But then why do they have recoil?
Because they're melodramatic.
Whiplash!
Kaiba was literally about to fall off because of the shockwave from that blue eyes.
I think that wasn't the shockwave. I just think that was him overacting.
That was all
my blue eyes. It was just holograms until it got all magical, and then that's when people could get hurt.
And they said, "Let's just create a whole nother show called Duel Master."
I remember Duel Master. No, With the Duel Masters?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't here last week when I... Yeah.
Dude, what can I know about Duel Masters? They realize this show sucks, so they're going to make jokes every 5 seconds. They literally... No one took the show seriously. I didn't know the rules. Everyone just made jokes. It was like the Digimon Go, which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. So...
Yeah, that's...
This has been Yu-Gi-Oh!
We can just go on and on, but...
We did.
Look, we finally did the episode.
Yeah, and this episode went longer than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
I am impressed and proud.
And a little sweaty.
Not proud.
We revealed a lot of things about ourselves that take away any street cred we had built up.
I mean, you know, I think we kind of lost street cred at around...
001 in a podcast. Wait, y'all ain't dropping beats?
I mean, we did a music episode. It sucked, but we did a music episode.
We did a musical, no one told me?
No, music.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
You mean we were riding Kanye's nuts for like 40 minutes?
I mean, what?
So, when the year came out, I mean, what were we going to do?
In the future, when we're all successful and stuff, and somebody comes out like, did you guys know that these guys
were popular? Nope.
I'm going to have to own up to that shit.
Yeah, I had a podcast.
If I do become a comic book writer, I'm going to end up on a lot of podcasts.
Well, there's a form for that.
In Texas.
For a director.
They go up to us, oh, Marcus, podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of DVD commentary. And I'm going to be with you, and I didn't even work on the movie, but I'm going to be with you. I'm just making about your movie the entire time. I'll retract the movie while you're trying to display the cinematography in this shit. like booty, that's what it is.
So it's going to be like the commentary for Hot Rod.
Yes. My head, I'm just hanging out with my head hobbies. Because we're all head honchos.
What? Too legit to quit.
too legit to quit. I'm sorry. That's the best gag ever. Sam, look at the comic genius.
Oh, gosh. We'd like to thank you all for bearing with us for all this. We had a really good time. I had a really good time.
Yeah, this was funny.
Like, I know this isn't really a comprehensive like recap, really, per se. I mean, we missed a lot of stuff.
I mean, how comprehensive is Yu-Gi-Oh! Really?
Not at all. But
when you think about it.
And the man who went back and watched everything in the Battle City arc. His face... You all need to see his face.
That is a mean face.
Yes, that's all that needs to be said.
Like, if somebody took a picture of your face, you could turn it to a meme.
Yeah.
He's like...
Really?
Women's rights.
It's like, you're the father. Really?
Somebody did that.
Let's talk about more. You are not the father. Eat my butt.
Wait, did they ever get his grandfather back?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
All right. Years later.
You here? You still there?
Seriously.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention this. You know what's messed up?
What?
In the movie where Yugi and all the, like, the three Duel Masters come together and his grandfather dies.
His grandfather died?
He gets killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What are you laughing about?
Morbid.
Because after all that,
dude,
I mean, the man lived a full life.
He got stabbed.
Somebody stabbed
him?
Yes.
For a card?
Apparently, someone actually read the manga.
Give me the GTO shot.
Why do you...
Yo, if this Duel Monster thing don't work out,
we are running the niggas' houses.
Yeah, we were kind of cool. You know, get a real job with paid benefits.
Man, shut up, Leroy.
Take us out.
Yeah. So this has been Yu-Gi-Oh! Episode. Next episode, 050. There are no plans. You'll see what happens.
Exactly. You'll know when we know.
050
will call your
entitled random.
Someone plug the show again.
Nah, we don't need to do that again.
We don't do that anymore? Fine then. Let's move on. I'm Amy Williams signing out for the rest of the people for the PSP podcast. Josiah, who's apparently a trap card.
If you want to learn.
That means you're a transvestite.
What?
It's a trap.
If you want to learn how to accept the blue eyes white dragon into your heart as your lord and savior.
First of all, you're a trap card. There are no trap cards affiliated with the blue eyes. So shut your ass up.
It's an inside joke. It was our thing. The heart of the cards was clearly a religion. What was the thing? He would knock on people's doors. I don't think y'all were there for that.
I was there, me and Robbie.
We would have Yugi and the crew knock on people's doors and ask them if they wanted to accept the Blue Eyes. They would have a church. They would turn their decks every Sunday to the Blue Eyes White Dragon.
What do we call it?
And recite stats. Oh, do you want to...
That's like the Church of Genova.
Do you want to...
Exactly. Lord Savior Sephiroth will come from the sky and then murder us all.
Yay!
Oh, I don't want to join this church. Die. on the chat, monster card.
Yeah.
With an effect.
That's so surprised by that.
That's important.
I can double my attack power when I die in the next move.
Marcus Elephant, master card.
Oh, yeah. Jack Hole, baby.
Here's the common card. Just standing monster.
How you doing?
I'm Abe Williams signing out with the rest of the boys at PP Brownstone. I'm back. But let's see for how long.
Why do you have to end it on a downer?
Because I could have another nervous breakdown. You never know.
Avery, did you remember to take your pills?
No, actually.
He's walking on touch.
So who else will love that opening theme song?
Strawberry Fields Forever.
It's time to
where they didn't have the theme song, they just chopped and screwed that actual episode to make one.
Yeah.
That's what they did with One Piece, the One Piece rap, and they did with Dragon Ball Z, the Dragon Ball Z.
Pretty much.
I'm pretty sure they had auto-tune for auto-tune. Well, that's auto-tune.
Alright.
I got real life.